And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, Minnesota Hospital is trying to figure out a way to get the funding complete for their new hospital operating stadium. Because of a court ruling against their doctors, the state's governor has asked for a complete investigation, temporarily stopping the new Minnesota Hospital operating stadium. Add to that, the financially strapped State Fair Clinic Hospital has been affected by a rare series of events. The Gophers, the Vikings, the Twins all played last night. And the fans who got sick watching the Viking offense couldn't make it to Minnesota Hospital State Fair Clinic. We now join a very troubled Dr. Gil Whitney, deep in the irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital, with a very attentive nurse, Helen Trent.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Oh, oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil. I know your attention has been diverted this week.
I've been busier than a pigeon with a new statue.
I feel so sorry for you.
Don't feel sorry for me. Wait till we all have to figure out Minsure.
Maybe a few days off on a camping trip would relax you?
Don't think so. For me, roughing it is when I forget to take my smartphone to the bathroom.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
What is it, intern?
The Viking offense has swine flu.
Don't worry about it, intern. It's still the preseason.
So should I tell them that next week they can start touching pigskins again?
What a bunch of jerks.
Why, Dr. It's sports specialist Dr. Kidney Hartman.
Yes, it is.
I enjoyed your column on our email burst today in the hospital e-letter. It's such a bonding mechanism for all of us here at Minnesota Hospital. As I told the staff in infectious diseases this morning, you put the us in fingus. A fungus. There's a lot of difference between you and I, but I didn't.
Well, we've just come up with another disease to treat here at Minnesota Hospital. Fingus, fungus, schmungus. Big deal.
Well, what jerks are you talking about?
Two guys out of the street in front of the hospital wearing nice-looking wool suits have a sign asking for money because they've been displaced.
Be careful. Those are the wolves in sheep's clothing.
Guess we won't be doing a Viking broadcast anytime soon. Let me ask you this something. Whitney, what are you doing to help the financial cause around here?
Well, instead of a fancy vacation to Martha's Vineyard, this year I found a cheaper vacation spot, Mabel's Vineyard in Fridley. Unless the Hospital Stadium Commission comes through with our new Taj Mahal Hospital, we are all going to have to cut back.
Who really cares, Whitney? You jerk, you genius, you stiff.
Yeah. Think of it this way, Dr. Hartman. Think of Minnesota Hospital as the creek up which you just lost your paddle.
Well, doctors, I would like you to meet our new hospital consultant from Norway, Dr. Bjorn Yesterday.
Yeah?
You're going to have to redo the line now.
Yeah?
He's bringing some ideas from Norway's medical system to help our hospital.
Yeah?
Good morning.
Why, it's handsome staff pharmacologist Dr. Jim Candy.
You know, Dr. Bjorn Yesterday started a new program for the students in pharmacology. Instead of subscriptions to magazines door-to-door, we'll have them selling questionable prescriptions door-to-door.
Like a school fundraiser?
Careful, Helen. This guy has been linked to A-Rod.
What makes you think he handles steroids?
Well, we've already had a couple of his patients here at the state fair break the sound barrier coming down the giant slide.
Hey, Whitney, you genius. I think I have your new advertising slogan. Welcome to Minnesota Hospital. The slippery slope starts here.
Ah, don't be so sanctimonious, Dr. Hartman. Even things like the Viagra you get are considered performance enhancing.
What a stiff.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney, it's so hot.
Oh, interns, sometimes you act like you're a meteorologist.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
You're right, intern. I am so sorry. We will never label you as a meteorologist again. Yeah? That's for sure, Mr. 50-50 Fatso.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney, it's so hot.
How hot is it?
Well, in the poultry barn here at the Minnesota State Fair, the farmers are feeding their chickens State Fair's Luigi Italian ice to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs.
You can boo that one. That's not a problem. Hey, I got one of those. It's so hot, Dr. Whitney.
How hot is it, sports specialist Kidney Hartman?
It's so hot, the Twins hitters are so hot, they keep fanning themselves at a record pace.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney, health officials issued a warning about a brain-eating amoeba in Florida.
Let's hope it hits Green Bay.
Let me ask you this. Why Green Bay?
If Packer fans get the brain-eating amoeba, it'll soon starve to death.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, we have another patient who got hurt from twerking.
From twerking? What is twerking?
It's the name of what Miley Cyrus did on TV Sunday night. Isn't that right, Dr. Bjorn Yesterday?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cross between the Macarena and adjusting your underwear without using your hands.
Look to me like... Look to me more like the therapy proctology recommends after hemorrhoidectomy.
I think she just needs to turn the other cheek.
Well, Will Minnesota Hospital open their books for the Hospital Stadium Commission? And what about the bilingual Dr. Bjorn yesterday?
Yeah, for sure, Yufka.
Stay tuned next week when we hear Dr. Jim Candy say,
life is full of surprises, and many of them do not respond to antibiotics.